Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
All right, then, pretty good. Things going good. Yeah. So you had the brownies, did you say?
No, I was just making that up.
Right. Is she making it up? Oh, yeah, okay. Just for you, huh? All right. I told Austin I would come back and get to him first thing because I don't want to let him down. Could be a life changer. Oh, you're going to come here? Good. Squeeze. You can squeeze through there. You're a little. How are you?
Good.
What are you doing these days? Are you going to school?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're at Randall?
Yeah.
My kids both went to Randall.
Cool.
Randall Raccoons, isn't it? Still?
Yeah, but I thought you said raccoons weren't allowed in this building.
I know. Oh, you got me there, Austin. You're sharp, Austin. I like you. My daughter, Nora, actually designed the T-shirt. That's her design, that raccoon for Randall School. Have you seen that one, the raccoon on it?
Yeah.
She drew that.
Cool.
Yeah. Just trying to impress you. Didn't work. You want to know who orders the donuts?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you want to know that? No one's ever asked that before.
My dad told me.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Somebody does, right?
We don't know.
Somebody must, yeah. Good. Tell your dad somebody must.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you like doing these days in school, for example? What do you like there?
Playing with my friends, yeah. So yeah.
What's your big game there? Are you like a tetherball dude?
I play kickball.
I'm sorry. I didn't really mean to insult you. My daughter was, Nora was into tetherball. What were you into at Randall, Ellie? Flag football? Did you play flag football there?
No.
So your real game is?
Kickball.
Kickball. Are you a good kickball kicker?
No.
No? Why do you like playing it then?
Because it's fun.
Okay. And it's not all about winning or losing. It's about just kicking that ball.
Yes.
Do you play dodgeball yet in school, where they throw a red ball at you and it leaves a welt?
We haven't yet.
Yeah, but you've heard that it happens?
Yes.
Avoid it if you can't be sick that day.
Okay.
Yeah, because some guys can really whip that thing, and honest to God, it leaves you a round red thing on you for weeks.
Cool.
Okay, cool. Austin, nice to meet you. Austin, ladies and gentlemen. Asking who ordered the donuts. Mark and Lauren Ladd are actually leaving town. Is that right? Mark and Lauren, what are you doing way down there? Couldn't you sit a little closer? Do you know how hard it is for a man my age to do this? No, you don't, do you? Well, let's think about these things a little first before you seat yourself. Okay, so they're leaving town temporarily. Or are you leaving town permanently?
Permanently.
I'm almost there. I decided not to rush. Life is too short to rush. Don't you agree?
Right, exactly.
Are you going to the block party?
No.
You look like you might have been in my class.
Probably.
Yeah.
Class of? Went there a long time ago.
Yeah. Class of what?
73 at the UW.
Class of 73?
73.
Oh, then you're younger than me. Okay. So you probably weren't where the action was.
A couple times.
Cool. Let's go. After the show, let's just go down there. We're going down there with a bunch of people. And we're going to make some signs. And I don't know what they're going to say. Any ideas? What should our signs say?
I have no idea. 1970 was my day.
1970?
70, yeah. I started young.
How old were you in 1970?
7 or 8.
Okay, yeah, I thought I saw you around. Pretty smart, though, for a kid your age. I think you're in my poli-sci class.
I paid attention, yes.
Really shut it all down, you know. Yeah. What's your name?
Tony.
What are you doing now, Tony?
Leaving, though.
No, I know. What are you doing now, Tony?
I'm a stagehand.
A stagehand?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you get to?
All over.
Yeah.
Yeah, when the money's gone, so are we.
Yeah. That's a pretty cool job, though. I bet you travel all over. And you like?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. How's your back?
Bad. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, okay. I got OSHA number in my pocket here, if you want. So you get something out of that. You might as well get something from this. Right now, okay, Mark. Mark and Lauren Ladd. Get up, Mark and Lauren Ladd. This is your life. Or would you rather be queen for a day?
Queen.
Queen for a day. Give her a washing machine, shall we? I don't care what her story is. She gets a washing machine. So where are you going then?
We're going back to Indianapolis, Indiana.
Why would you do that?
Because that's our home.
You got to leave those things behind you. If you're going to make any progress.
Well, you know, family's there.
Family is there. That's a good reason for being here.
Yep. Yep.
Probably the best, I think.
Okay.
Is it a job related as well?
Yes. Yeah. My job brought us here and is taking us back, both.
So it's all about her.
Absolutely. Always has been.
Okay, well, get used to it. All right. And then, so your job is what?
I work at the hospital. Okay. So I'm a fellow right now.
You're a fellow?
I am a fellow, not a fella.
I know, but what does that mean when you're at a hospital? A fellow? Get a fellow over here. I got this thing here needs looking at.
So I am doing a super senior year after I finished my residency.
Super senior year, and what is that? Like supersized senior year?
I'm a radiologist, so I finished.
You're gonna make the big bucks.
Some people think
I would follow her. Where?
That's why I'm.
That's
going
like the number one. Are you kidding? I looked at the figures. I've seen the figures.
Not quite, but.
Come on, you're gonna make a ton of money, and it's a clean job. You don't get dirty doing radiology.
We do a lot of procedures. You'd be surprised. We do the biopsies.
Oh, I wish I hadn't heard that. So there you go, man. What do you do?
I'm in marketing.
Marketing, what do you market?
I market heat pumps and fan coils.
Oh, that's yeah. Good. Thing to
so do. Heating and cooling equipment.
Because they have that everywhere.
That's right.
So you'll be and then you'll be right. Did you got a job lined up for you back there?
Yep.
Cool. And what is the problem then? Something you have to see before you leave?
Oh, yeah. So we're on the tail end of our year here, and we were thinking, what should we see before we leave Madison?
We thought you would know.
Have you seen the cow with the hole in the stomach in the dairy barn?
Actually, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. That's about all I can think of right now. Let's take people. What should they see before they go? They've seen the cow with the hole in the stomach. Block party. The block party.
All right.
Mifflin Street. Yeah. Got it.
Mustard Museum. Oh. Mustard Museum. What? The tiger?
The Tigre Lounge. The Tigre Lounge, yeah.
The Tigre out there, Midvale, where Midvale hits the Beltline there. That's where you got to go.
What is that?
It's a lounge.
Okay.
It's like a 1950s lounge. Yeah, and the people in there have been there since the 1950s. The same tables. They don't, and they just drink, and they don't do anything else. But it's a preservative.
Okay. Great. Yeah,
good idea.
Okay.
Right. You've seen the cow stomach, then go to La Tigre.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Good luck to you guys going back there. Think about staying, though, because we can use you here. We're going to... okay, anything else we're going to get to? Cheryl Sprecher. You're with my husband and his longtime childhood friend. They used to live in Mayberry. Mayberry? Oh, they had a Mayberry childhood. Is that you guys? Yeah. So did you relate to that somewhat about the small town around Eau Claire kind of thing? Yeah, stand up for a second. Yeah, I know. It wasn't Mayberry. Because there is no Mayberry.
No. Well, there probably is someplace, but not around here.
Not the Mayberry.
No.
Okay. And so where was your town?
Prairie du Sac.
Oh, Prairie du Sac, sure.
Hmm?
You're up there?
Yes.
And Sauk City?
Well, that was the rival.
Yeah. That's what I thought. There's like a yin and yang, right?
Yeah. But we're pretty much together now. So.
Did there used to be like rumbles there on the main street connecting the two?
On Maxwell Street days there was, yeah.
That was it, huh?
Bean shooter fights, yeah.
Bean shooter fights?
Yeah.
Over the river there?
Well, no, just like in the alleys between stores and stuff and behind parked cars.
Did you guys jump off the bridge into the...
I knew people that did, but I never did, no.
The water is shallow. I just wanted to point it out in case anyone's thinking that. It's like someplace it's like a foot and a half or something.
Yeah, there's been a few people that haven't made it. So.
Oh, yeah, it's a bad thing. You never did that just on a dare?
No.
You were a good boy.
Than that, yeah.
Your name is?
Steve.
Sprecher? Sprecher,
yes.
Yeah, you're the Sprecher. And right now, what are you doing, Steve?
I'm an IT manager for an insurance company.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, I know. It's a living.
Well, it's a living, you know, IT, whatever that is. And what do you actually do each day when you go in, if you're an IT manager? No one has ever explained this to me, so I understand
manage
it.
Little ITs. No, so, no. And just people that work in the computer side of things. We
take people, software,
replace PCs, do network things.
You get calls, and you tell them, all right, number one, plug it in.
Yeah. The binary
test. Number two,
test.
Turn it on.
Yeah, that's the binary test. You just turn it on and off.
Thanks, man. Good to meet you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for joining us. Oh. Now, when you stick your glasses in your shirt like that, do you ever walk around looking for your glasses, even though they are stuck in your shirt?
Yeah, all the time. Sometimes I get two of them in there. Sometimes three.
Yeah. Does that ever happen with a drink in your hand? You're wondering where you put the drink?
Yeah. Quite often.
We're still in the same conditions and whatever that is. We're going to play another round of the What Do You Know quiz because that's what we do here. And you like quizzes, don't you? Yeah. All about quiz show. Sweeping the Nation. It's the latest thing. Let's see the hands once again of people who think they should have played last time but didn't get a chance to. And that's you. That's you. You with the magic brownies. Come on. Come on, stand up here. How are you?
I'm fine.
You are?
Jerry Cooperi.
What?
Jerry Cooperi.
Jerry Cooperi?
Yeah.
Really?
It rhymes.
Did you rhyme before you married Cooperi?
Not really, but I then got a job in a place that rhymes with Jerry Cooperi.
You're Jerry Cooperi. You're Jerry Cooperi.
I'm Jerry Cooperi.
Is he a Cooperi at all?
He is a Cooperi.
All right. Before you were Cooperi, what did you rhyme with?
CC.
CC was a, and then you married Cooperi. Did you marry Cooperi so you would rhyme?
No, that was...
In the back of your mind, maybe, you're thinking, Jerry Cooperi, that's going to be memorable.
No, and then someone made up a poem about it, so...
What was the poem? Can't we say?
Jerry Cooperi is very merry in the library.
Okay, that gets you up on stage for that. Jerry Cooperi, come on up here. Library. She's in the library business. Jerry Cooperi in the library. Holy cow. It's getting out of hand.
It is.
It's getting kind of scary.
It is that sometimes, too.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. That's why I'm on the SWAT team.
You're on the library SWAT team? What does the SWAT team do at the library?
Well, I have actually chased down people in my car.
For removing a book without checking it out?
No, for skateboarding on the air conditioner.
Oh, skateboarding on the air conditioner. They'll come back again, you know.
Well, they haven't yet. I mean, really? I took names.
I bet you did. Jerry Caperi's got your name, and you'll remember hers, too, after the incident. So how big is this air conditioner then?
It was misreported. They were actually skating on the cement surround because
misreported.
It's really kind of hard to get on top.
You get a lot of misreports in the library SWAT team?
No, that was a patron that reported that.
Yeah, I know.
I thought that was wrong. So I went out there to
check it out. But you took names anyway.
I saw them skateboarding away, and I thought, I'm never going to be able to catch them on foot, so I got in my car, and I followed them to the park, and I demanded.
Did you dress as a skateboarder and try to infiltrate them?
No.
Jerry Cooperi?
I saw them.
Okay. So what do you say, now these kids probably not, you know, haven't been inside the library or anything. Recently,
since then,
what do you say to a group of, they could be, you know, dangerous, these guys?
Well, I said I don't want to see you doing that again. I don't want to hear reports about that again. So I want your names.
Mm-hmm. And what did they say?
They gave me their names.
Okay, how do you know their names?
Well, they could
ask for ID.
I guess they could
voter
well,
ID.
They were only about 12.
Oh, they're 12. Okay, that puts a different
light
on it.
It's easy to intimidate 12-year-olds.
I never found out that was. I don't think. For you, maybe.
Was that? Well, no, I was more scared than they were.
Okay.
I'd never.
But you can't show
that.
Fear to these 12-year-old boarders.
That's what I thought. I'd be tough
yeah.
to begin with, and then there would be no more problems.
And then did you find that they actually had quite a bit of rapport with the young kids and it started a lifelong friendship, a mentoring sort of situation for you? With the border boys?
Maybe not with those particular
kids,
but I started, you know, we started putting on puppet shows. And
for them?
No.
You're saying that was a direct result of this encounter? You put
no,
on puppet
I,
shows?
No, I recruited them to do puppet shows with me.
These same kids?
Yeah, well, probably not.
No.
No, but the same age kids. A lot of seventh graders. And if you think rehearsing for a puppet show with seventh graders is easy, it's not.
I never thought that for a second.
No. Puppets flying through the air.
Oh.
It can be.
It's on my bucket with a hole in it list.
Yeah. Matches anything you did as an English teacher.
Overmatched. I'm overmatched, Jerry.
I'm taking a year off. I'm not.
I think more than a year would be.
I'm not doing it this summer.
I would say 5-10 years would be a good space it out.
Maybe.
Come back in a different form entirely. You know. By the way, where is this place, the library? Is it around here?
Yeah, it is. It's in a smaller town outside of Madison.
Paoli. Because that almost rhyme with you, too.
Yeah, but...
No.
You really want me to tell you? I could... Okay.
Where is it? McFarland!
Oh,
I thought so!
Thanks a lot!
That sounds so McFarland.
I thought you were going to
that speed trap they call McFarland. Oh, yeah.
I haven't chased anybody down since. That was just...
McFarland has resulted in some of the safest drunken drivers in America. Really. It's really taught drunken drivers a lesson, because if you go like over... If you go 31 or something, whatever it is...
I got stopped.
They get you. Did you?
I did.
It's a good thing, though.
I got a warning.
What'd they say to you? Did they just warn you verbally, or did they give you...
They said, don't do it again. It's 15 miles an hour.
Did he take your name?
Well, he looked at my license.
And didn't believe you when he told
me? I'm sure he looked at my license. So, in a way, that's taking
me. And what's it say on your license?
I'm a donor.
I get a kick out of you. You should go into comedy. Get out of the library business and just do a unique sort
that's of... That's in another life, I guess.
Okay.
I'm leaving library land someday.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, are you from around here originally? Or?
I grew up in Milwaukee.
In Milwaukee, okay.
Lived in Medford for a little while.
Medford, okay. Yeah. Is someone else from Medford, or was that your party?
That was my...
Oh, that was him, yeah. Medford. Okay, Jerry, someone out there plays along with you. How does that work, then, Sarah, Nick?
If they want to play along, they pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669. And you ask them a qualifying question.
Okay, I got one right here. Your average centenarian, that means they're 100, in case you're wondering, your average centenarian doesn't feel a day over what age? They took the average of and they asked them, say, what do you really feel like? Or 100, what do you feel like? This is the average or the mean, I guess it would be, age that they, so we got to hit it right on the head.
Okay.
Okay?
Sure. You're the boss.
I'll give you a hint, it's under 100. None of them say, I feel like 110 sometimes, you know. If I ever make it, that's what I'll say. You know, so. I feel like maybe 120, 122. Okay, Ron, we're looking for an average centenarian doesn't feel a day over what age? If we go to the phones right now, we find Walt in Wheeling,
Hello.
West Virginia. It's all W's, Walt.
Yes, sir.
Walt in Wheeling. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good. How about you?
Okay. How's your weather?
Good today.
Huh?
You're sounding good today.
Oh, thank you. How's the weather out there in Wheeling these days?
It's very mild today, thank God.
Are the ramps blooming in the woods? This is ramp time.
Well, they probably are, but I'm not looking for them.
Yeah. People love ramps out there, don't they? West Virginia, they're crazy for ramps.
Yeah, I know. I never got that myself.
Never got that, okay. Walt, your average centenarian doesn't feel a day over what age?
85.
80 what?
85.
84?
84.
83?
82.
Oh, I'm sorry. You missed it. You circumvented all the right answers. I'll give you one more chance. Let me read it again. It was way right. Your average centenarian doesn't feel a day over what?
83.
83 is right. Oh, my God. I don't know how you did that. There's a trick to it, isn't there, Walt?
There seems to be.
It's like cutting somebody in half. It doesn't really happen. Okay, Walt, here's your partner. Jerry is your partner here.
Hi, Walt.
Jerry, yes, I've been listening to you. Is Jerry short for something?
It is short for Geraldine.
My mother's Geraldine. Name, Geraldine.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. Well, my name is Walt.
Hi, Walt.
Guess what it's short for?
Walter.
Yeah, good call.
Okay. Here's the conversation you don't want to just run into, I guess. All right, so Walt and Jerry, you are a team now. You work together, you collaborate. She's a librarian. That's how she's going to know everything. Okay, it'll be perfect.
Yeah.
What do we got there for categories?
We have current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Walt? Walter? Do you prefer Walt or Walter?
Yes.
Okay. Me too.
I'll take either one. Let's go with science.
Science it is. Okay, science is a very hot topic these days. And here we're talking about the tobacco hornworm who eats nicotine in the course of his job, by the way. But what does he do with the nicotine? Now, they say he eats nicotine and he uses it for some purpose, you know, in the hierarchy of things. Does he use the nicotine, A, as an appetite suppressant, B, for something to do with his mandibles? That was good. Come on. Or C, for defensive halitosis against spiders.
Oh, I would definitely go with C myself.
Okay.
I agree with you then.
Yes, defensive halitosis against the spiders that are there. On the same leaf sometimes. You got to do something. And,
that's one right and zero wrong.
Okay, what remains there?
Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school, or odds and ends.
All right.
People.
People. Okay, it's right there. Which would not be quite as awful? These are all awful things. Which would not be quite as awful as the other ones on the list to most American people? Is it A, having a head transplant? B, wearing a device that broadcasts all your data constantly? Or C, robots taking care of the elderly? Not quite as bad as the rest. They're all bad.
What's the first half of that question again?
Which would be not quite as awful as the other things list on this list to most American people?
Well, it's definitely not the first one.
Having a head transplant? Okay.
Yeah,
having a head transplant. Yeah.
That's about the worst.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not going to end well. You know, so it won't end well. All those movies where that happens.
So broadcasting all your data or...
Yeah, a device that would, you know, whatever, broadcast it or read out all your data.
Okay.
Data, your data.
And C, and what...
C is robots taking care of the elderly.
Oh, man. That's a tough call.
Not as bad as on this list. Which one?
What's the least bad? Is that what you're...
Yeah. They're all bad, but one is not as quite as bad as the other two, which
maybe,
are...
Maybe C.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's a sad reflection of how we...
People
about the elderly, but...
Well, no, I'm sorry. It's B, wearing a device that reads out stuff. 53% say that's terrible, but 65% say robots taking care of the elderly is a really bad idea. The head transplant, I didn't get any figures on that because it doesn't really happen. So don't worry, that's...
That's one right and one wrong.
Okay, don't worry about it.
All right.
Long way to go for nothing,
we
but that's okay.
We can still do this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Current events, places, things you should have learned in school, or odds and ends.
Walt?
Things we should have learned in school.
Okay. Well, what field are you in, or vocation, or vacation?
I am an elementary school music and art teacher.
Oh, well, cool. You're still working, yeah. Huh? That's great.
It's almost like, no, it's work.
No, but I mean, you know, they're getting rid of the things that they need the most. I think art and music should be the core of a curriculum.
Thank you for saying that.
But, you know, it really, very important. And you're still working, that's good. Where, and where do you do that at?
Martinsbury, Ohio.
Martinsbury, Ohio, and the school is?
Ayers Elementary.
All right, Ayers.
Yes, all right,
Ayers Elementary. Lucky to have Walt there. Walt, what would you like this time? You want to hear those again?
I think I said, what did I say?
I have no idea.
I think you may have said things you should have learned in
school.
Yeah,
that
did
was
you?
It.
Okay, things you might have learned in Ayers.
Yeah.
Had you been paying attention. What can't an elephant tell from a human voice? Okay? Elephants are actually, they get stuff from human voices. What can't they tell from a human voice? Is it their age, sex, or what school they went to?
What school they went to?
I think that's it.
All right,
I
mean, all right. Yes, that's right. What school they went to? They can tell your age, your sex. And whether you've ever seen an elephant before, they probably could get that pretty easily.
They can tell your age? How do they do that?
Yeah, I don't know.
How many times?
And how do they ask them? Anyhow, yeah. Categories, current events, places, or odds and ends?
True, I guess someone did the research on it. I don't know where. Someone's doing
some
pretty extensive elephant research to find this out. Yes,
Walt?
Yes. What would you
like? Well,
do you want to try current events?
Current events.
Sure.
Okay. Do you listen to NPR a lot?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Good.
Okay, nationally, it's been announced that the Republicans would like to be the what device party?
Device?
Yes.
Are you going to give us some multiple?
A spokesman for the Republican Party said the Republicans want to be the name of the device party. Very popular device.
Okay. Smartphone? Throw out some devices, Jerry. Come on.
Oh, devices.
Yeah, blender.
Colostomy bag.
colostomy bag. devices. Automobile.
Boy, I am drawing a blank.
Artificial heart.
artificial heart?
Artificial.
I'm sorry you said throw out devices.
I thought this was going to be multiple choice.
The something or other party, a very popular device by name.
In other words, they
want to orient around this core of individuals.
Who GPS? I don't know.
GOP goes GPS. I see.
GPS or UPS? Which one?
UPS is good, too, but we're getting
a device.
Well, name of a device.
What would...
Party. Which would immediately signify a certain thing to the electorate.
What would tie into less taxes?
Don't be thinking about issues here, because they don't.
I'm overthinking it.
Yeah, don't overthink this. A device.
No.
Blender?
I said that already.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got it. They want to be the iPhone.
I was going to say that next.
Yeah. iPhone, not smartphone, not Android.
There's a GPS in an iPhone.
I can't tell the difference between the two things anyway.
Okay, so
that would be too right and too
wrong. It's like pulling teeth.
This is tense.
It's really wearing me down.
All right.
Thank God the block party's coming up. I can release some of that energy.
So the categories left are current events, places, or odds and ends.
Okay. Walter.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's go odds and ends.
This is it for all the money or not. Odds and ends. Can you make your dog yawn or can your dog make you yawn? Or both? Or neither?
I would say both.
I would say that too. Or
have you yawned seeing your dog yawn? And they look so silly when they yawn. Are you going to do that?
I don't have a dog.
I don't have a dog
They
either.
Yawn though. Okay. They do yawn.
No, I'll bet if a dog yawned, I would yawn.
I would too.
And if he smelled his butt, would you do that too?
No.
No comment.
What if he cleaned himself like they do? Would you do that? Come on,
no comment.
Think.
Well, okay, Walt, how about if we say we make them yawn?
I'll bet if I yawned, a dog would yawn.
Yeah, but
you can go with that?
Let's go with that.
That's
let's
it. Yes, you can make a dog yawn. Try it. It's so much fun. Holy cow, you've won the quiz.
Jerry, you can thwart the penguin conspiracy for world domination with the avenging narwhal, constructed of hard vinyl with detachable unicorn tusk, ready to impale a devious penguin, which is included from Archie McPhee.
Oh, that's great. I want that.
Walt, double your reading pleasure with two great Michael Feldman books, Glad You Asked, Intriguing Names, Facts, and Ideas for the Curious Minded, from the editors of Encyclopedia Britannica.
Two books you're giving us?
Well, that was the first one, yeah. And the second one is Something I Said, Innuendo and Out the Other, with illustrations by John Seeger, from Terrace Books.
I can't wait.
You'll love it.
And both of you can enjoy the sweet blend of garden fresh tomatoes, jalapenos, bell peppers, and onions in a jar of salsa from Sanchez Specialties in Almond, Wisconsin, a cut above the rest. And prove your mental mettle playing What Do You Know the Party Game, including the Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Congratulations to you both.
You guys cleaned up.
Thank you.
We cleaned up our office. It's been lying there in the box. Thanks very much, Jerry. Walt, hang on. Make sure you get the thanks for playing.